I was asked to respond to another cool, interesting kink that someone messaged me about. And this one is described as, quote, imagine a world in which one could buy a device that would allow people to take their bodies apart. Anywhere there's a joint, such disconnections would be painless and you could still control the detached body part. The device could be like a magic rubber band that divides body parts and equally safe to use as shibari ropes. Reversing the effect is as simple as touching the detached parts back together. This product has recently hit the market and can be found where BDSM gear is sold. Okay. So the first bullet point to respond to is, what effect would this have between men and women, if any? I think that this could create more opportunities for different kinds of BDSM play. Not necessarily in a gendered sense. I feel like it could be used equally with femdom and male dom. If it's more of a femdom leaning product, I think it could do something in terms of giving power back to the women in a more physical sense. But I feel like most people are equal in their use of BDSM power play toys. I think it would just create a stronger sense of power to the certain gender who is dominant in that sense. But I don't think it would change too much, just give extra power. Could there be any off-brand use for this device? I feel like there's a lot of risk there, especially since it is a very scary concept, not having use of your limbs. I think there is risk that it could fall into the wrong hands. I mean, there's risk that any BDSM tool can fall into the wrong hands, such as like hot wax and whips and all that, and handcuffs. And however, this is a very extreme version of a BDSM tool. I feel like if it's introduced into society slowly, maybe only licensed professionals can use it, such as like BDSM porn, where the actors are given the objects and then they're taken away and locked up after their use, and it's normalized into society that way. And I feel like it stands a greater chance of being a part of society, but the risk of it being used for dangerous things is really, really high, so I'd worry about that. Could it make BDSM practice safer? I think that just as there's a risk of it making it dangerous, it could be safer. Let's say someone is new to shibari or doesn't know how to untie ropes very well. If someone's stuck in these crazy knots and you don't have scissors nearby, it could be really convenient, especially if the person's uncomfortable, to detach limbs and help slip the ropes off. It could also be used as a replacement for shibari altogether, which I think is interesting because shibari itself has a lot of history and a lot of technicality to it, and it's hard for people to jump in right away. I remember once I was on a hookup and I mentioned that I like shibari, and this guy's like, "Oh, I have ropes in the back of my car," and I'm like, "Dude, I do not trust you. It's not that easy." And this device seems like it'd be a lot easier, but it is very dangerous. So I feel like potentially, yeah, in the right hands it would be safer, but in the wrong hands, I don't know. Could it be used for nefarious purposes? Y'all, that's an SAT word. Wicked or criminal. Oh, I answered that with the off-brand. yeah, it could be used as, like, something for torture or something for dominance in a non-consensual way, which is dangerous. Off-brand, I'm guessing by off-brand instead of criminal you meant, like, sexual. I think that it's really interesting for power play and, like the relinquishment of freedom, which I know people are really interested in, and also giving full like physical, again, freedom away. Because with ropes and handcuffs and so much, like, there's struggle there still. You're still able to move, possibly escape. But with this, like, your trust is completely in the owner of this product. I think I answered that correctly. If not, I'll do a follow-up. My brain is melted from my last semester in college. Would you entertain a man who wanted you to use it on him? Excuse me, I have a cold. I think it would be really interesting, especially since I myself am a very petite woman. I would be nice to use it to reduce the other man's power. I've been in situations where my partner is larger than me, but I still play the femdom role, and it feels as if I'm not able to fully play into the fantasy, because if they wanted to, they could escape. This would create, not only like a personal way to relinquish power that gives power into the more petite woman, but I feel like it would create a societal opportunity to see more petite femdoms, more like small femdoms feeling confident in their dominant personality, because they know physically they have a way to get dominance in a more solid way, if that makes any sense. So if someone wanted me to use it on them, hell yes, I would have a lot of fun with that. Would you ask someone to use it to you? Yeah, so you asked if I'm a switch, lean sub, lean dom. In the past, when I was younger, younger as if that wasn't like a year ago, but wait till you're legal, my dudes, before participating. But when I was first getting into BDSM, I leaned more into the sub category because I was younger. And most of my partners were fairly dominant, or they were older by 1 or 2 years. Then as I progressed, I met someone who was about the same age as me, and I was dom for the first time. And that was a lot of fun. It was kind of like you spent so much time in this one role, and it's flipped, and you have all the power. You kind of go power hungry for a bit. So I was strictly dom for a while. Now I'm more of a switch in that I like lean back and forth. That was a random tangent, but just a little FAQ about me. Would you ask someone to use it on you? I'm not gonna lie, this does coincide with one of my fantasies, which is like the whole fuck doll fantasy. And I do think it'd be interesting to relinquish that kind of power to someone, but it'd have to be someone I really, really, really trust, because the repercussions are very extreme. I don't think I would use it for a hookup or even a paid fling if my dominatrix dreams come true, cross our fingers. I don't think I would use it in that sense. If I were an escort, I wouldn't trust somebody with it. If I were a dominatrix, I'd use it on my sub, but only if they're completely comfortable. But if it's a long-term partner relationship and I trust them, yeah, I could see myself asking for it. It does coincide with different kinks that I've had for a while. Could you see yourself using such a device for mundane activities, reaching for something high up, having your head in one place and your body in another? Okay, so backstory. I'm queer, I'm pansexual, and one of the first things that made me realize that was Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas, that scene where she like puts her leg through the grate, and I'm like, oh, that's hot. Wait, she's a girl. Wait, am I allowed to think a girl's hot? But I really do love the way that Sally in Nightmare Before Christmas uses her ability to detach her limbs for really, really important points in the plot, for like the pulley system with the basket, and for jumping off and everything like that. Like, it has really, really good real life applications. Again, though, it's something that's dangerous, so it would take some getting used to. Not so much as like let's say a power drill or a saw. Like, that's extremely dangerous, but we use it in society very commonly because it's been inducted into society over the years. So something like this could potentially be inducted into society and normalized. I totally see it being used in that sense, and I do think it would be convenient, especially since I'm someone of smaller stature. it does get pretty annoying to try and reach something far away. I feel like I'd run the risk of using it for comedic purposes more than I should, because I think it would be pretty funny to just, like, off with my head, kind of Jack Skellington kind of thing. But, yeah. Now, there is also the concern that if this does become super normalized in society, there could be other brands trying to imitate it, and I'd worry about quality. So, let's say with bondage, for example. Bondage gear varies in quality. You have some that could stand up to play and doesn't break too easily, like genuine leather or vegan leather with metal buckles. And then you have some where it's like plastic and faux leather, like PVC, and more plastic, cheap, thin metal buckles. That's really common throughout all kinds of BDSM gear. And I feel like with this kind of product, you could only have the high quality version. Otherwise, you run the risk of some really negative repercussions. So I feel like on its initial induction into society, it would be really expensive. Only, like I said, actors and top professionals could use it. And then you may have some knockoffs, but that'd be risky. And I'm afraid there'd be some huge backlash in the BDSM community, because BDSM community already gets a lot of flack for being dangerous, when in reality the number one rule of BDSM is consent. So it's fully, I think, safer than non-BDSM sex, because it emphasizes consent. But if something were to go wrong and it were to make mainstream media, it could have the same damaging effects of how the world views BDSM that, like, 50 Shades of Grey had, which was a bad representation of a genuinely, generally positive and understanding community. But I do think that I would enjoy said product, not only for myself, but for my partners. Also, I feel like it'd be interesting with multiple partners in sort of a power or hostage fantasy situation, or a dungeon torture situation. There's a lot of different places where this could go, and it could play into a lot of different roles. There's different kinds of role play and different kinds of characters that could be achieved through this. And I think that's interesting. And I think that's something not only I'd be interested in, but multiple people. There is the risk it'll fall into the wrong hands and people will do bad with it, but we should worry about the good, bad that people can deal with it, if that makes any sense. I think it'd be a good idea, but not in today's society. Maybe a few years down the line when BDSM has become more represented well in the mainstream. Because BDSM is making its way into the mainstream, but very, very slowly. Like, people are just now realizing you could spit inside someone's mouth. Like, people think that's gross still. If you see Twitter, it's all about that. And they're like, whoa, people do that? I'm like, yes, baby steps, we're getting there. But nah, no shame to anybody who prefers vanilla sex, who, I feel like vanilla gets a negative connotation, but if that's what you're comfortable with, whatever makes you happy. I think that BDSM as a concept is the exploration of power, but also the exploration of boundaries and talking about your limits and talking about what's consensual. So I think people can participate in BDSM while being fairly vanilla. And so if we work towards a society where that's normalized, this product would bang. Like, a lot of people would use it, I think. But I'd be careful. To make sure people know what they're doing, maybe have like a training course for it instead of a manual, because we all know that people are gonna throw that out. I don't know, YouTube tutorials, if YouTube's still a thing. But yeah, I hope that I answered all your questions. If not, I'm sorry, just let me know and I'll do a follow-up audio for free, because I love y'all. And I hope that that was interesting. I hope if anybody's listening who wasn't the original requester, that you find something you may be interested in, because I definitely want to explore this more. It seems like a really interesting scenario. if anybody is listening to this and has a specific kink you want me to talk about, I'd love to. I really love talking about not only the sexual side of kinks, but the political side, the economic side, the societal side. I studied psych and society and stuff, so it's very interesting for me, and it's a nice topic. The original requester requested their kink to be talked about from hearing from another kink Q&A that I did. So if you're one of those people, hit me up. I love talking about these things, and I love creating this conversation with you, but I digress. To the original requester, thank you for requesting this. I hope I did your kink justice, and if you want me to talk about anything else, if there's anything else you want me to cover more in depth, let me know. Thank you for requesting this again, and I hope you have a lovely day, and I hope I pleased you. Happy New Year.